There's multiple statements like that throughout the Talmud. If a non-Jew observes the Sabbath, he's deserving of death. If a non-Jew studies the Torah, he's deserving of death. This is in the Talmud. And so again, they have a terrible policy with that. And then when they finally do bring you in to convert, because again, rabbis claim that they have the authority to convert people, even though that's never said in the Torah, then you have to go through a 3-year courses and process where you have to absorb as much rabbinic knowledge as possible. You're not reading the Torah. I met a convert, told me that he when he went to convert, they gave him a stack of books. Not one of those books was the Torah, right? Wow. And that's Orthodox conversion for you.
I had a friend who went to a Reform temple. She wasn't Jewish, and she didn't want to convert. She wanted to go to a place where, like, okay, I want to keep Shabbat. Who do I fellowship with on Shabbat, right? It's kind of the Christian way of, that's Christianese, fellowship with, right?
Yes.
Right, the Jewish or Orthodox version would be, where do you daven, right? So she's like, well, I want to fellowship with some Jews on Shabbat. You know, that's how I observe Shabbat. And they interview her. They're trying to find out who she is. Really, they want to find out if she's a Messianic Christian. That's really, that's the real answer, right? So they're asking her a bunch of questions. What do you believe? Right. And they're really trying to ask, do you believe in Jesus? That's the subtext, but they don't say that. It's an open question. She says, I believe the Tanakh and we should follow what it says. And the response of what she was told by the rabbi was, oh, Jews don't believe in the Tanakh. That's what she was told by this Reform rabbi. We don't follow the Tanakh. We have traditions we follow and you can choose to follow them or not, but we're not bound by the Torah. That's backward. We don't do that. And she's like, yeah, I don't need to go to this place. Is that incredible?
And it's crazy because the Jewish people are not actually practicing. They're not doing, we're not, as a people, we're not authentic Jews at all.
Explain that. What does it mean to be an authentic Jew?
Well, to be an authentic Jew is to actually believe in the scripture and to follow it to the T. And that's not what the Jews do. Either they change it, they add to it, they subtract to it, they claim that it's irrelevant, they claim that they have traditions that are completely different than the Torah. And, you know, it's unbelievable. And then we wonder, again, why we've been in exile for 2,000 years or why we don't have God's favor. It's like God told us what to do, and we've been in a constant state of not doing it from really the time of the desert, you know, and like the Exodus from Egypt. There's been small points in history where the Jews did act correctly, and those have been the best times. But really, other than that, we've been looking at a lot of problems.
So when I first read the Tanakh without the Rashi commentaries, I actually just opened it up and read it. One of my big surprises was that most of the history of Israel was rebellion, and we had these short episodes of obedience to the point where they're observing Pesach in the time of Chizkiyahu, and it says nobody has done this on this scale. Yeah. Is how I read it anyway.
It says that in Nehemiah too about Sukkot, right? No one has done it since Joshua.
Right, since Joshua. That's been like 800 years. What are you talking about?
That was for Moses. That's all of the history. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. No, I mean, I had the exact same takeaway from reading the Tanakh, is that you want to know the real history, because when you hear it through the Jewish perspective, it's all like the victimhood, anti-Semitism, we're like the
good. So tell the audience, because a lot of my audience has no idea what the Jewish narrative, the one you were exposed to, what was that?
The Jewish narrative is that we are the best, we've always been good, we're superior, we're amazing. Like, it's just just heaping praise upon the Jews.
What do you mean when Jews say they're, I don't know that I've heard that verse. Tell me what you mean by superior. What is, and obviously you're not saying this, right? You're saying this is what you've been told.
Yes, I'm saying this is what you'll hear in Judaism. You'll hear this idea that the Jewish people have always been like good and righteous. And it's, I don't know. I just experienced a very, very self, positive, like self-affirming belief system around Jewish history. Whereas when you open the Tanakh, it's like a brutal beating. God is just like, you awful people, you know, and like it's a totally different worldview. Not to mention, there's a lot of love of God in the Tanakh.
You have been listening to Hebrew Voices. To hear the rest of this conversation, head over to NehemiahsWall.com and become a support team member today.